Charlotte's Westside Community Land Trust has begun acquiring land and raising money for its efforts to fight gentrification in West Charlotte. The nonprofit has a $2.5 million plan to develop 50 affordable single-family homes over the next 5 years. But most of that money has yet to be raised. WFAE's David Borex has more in the latest installment of our weekly series, Finding Home.
Ricky Hall co-founded the Westside Community Land Trust in late 2016 to buy property and build long-term affordable housing. He smiles as he talks about the trust's first acquisition, a vacant lot on Tuckasegee Road across from an old Elks Club.
We're at 3313 Tuckasegee Road, and it's in the Inderly Park community. And of course, its proximity to downtown and some of the other areas along the west side is under a significant threat of gentrification and displacement.
The lot is surrounded by other one-story single-family homes and longtime neighbors, such as the Milestone Music Club down the block. There are churches, a convenience store, and a gas station. And right in front, there's a stop for the number 8 bus, which will take you straight uptown in 15 minutes.
We seek to develop this particular property as an anti-displacement strategy, as a community placeholder for long-term affordability, and to spark economic development in this corridor.
A land trust is a nonprofit group dedicated to permanently preserving housing affordability. Here's how it works. The trust acquires land, either through purchases or donations. Then it sells just the houses. Owners get a long-term renewable lease on the land and can pass it on to their children. So a house that might sell for $120,000 instead would cost $70,000 without the land. Experts say that takes the skyrocketing cost of land out of the equation. Robert Dowling runs Community Home Trust in Chapel Hill.
The power of the community land trust model is that the deed to the land remains with the nonprofit. And that enables you to control the future price of the home.
The land trust gets the right to buy back the house when owners are ready to sell. Owners can accumulate wealth. They get a set return on their investment, typically a maximum of 1% a year. That keeps the house affordable. And Dowling says it's an advantage over traditional affordable housing developments, which typically allow properties to revert to market rate after 30 years or less. Land trusts have been around for 4 decades, and there are now more than 200 in the U.S., Dowling's group was founded in 1999 and now owns 260 homes plus apartments. It was formed with help from the town, which was looking for ways to preserve affordability amid rising housing prices.
What we do is not being done in the marketplace. Adam Smith, the invisible hand of the marketplace, will take care of everyone. It doesn't work for poor people.
So, says Dowling, it's up to nonprofits to fill the gap. The West Charlotte Land Trust grew out of discussions among neighborhood leaders in 2016 and has been in an organizational mode ever since. It's targeting the area roughly bounded by I-77 on the east, I-85 on the north, and Billy Graham Parkway on the west. The group now has an executive director, multiple boards and committees, and money in the bank. The trust recently got its biggest gift to date, a 2-year, $191,000 grant from the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation in Winston-Salem. But the road ahead is a tough one. Charisse Blackman has been the trust's part-time executive director for a year, and she'll soon shift to full-time. She says her group still needs to win the trust and the land or dollars of donors, foundations, and local government.
First of all, we want to create a proof of concept, right? We want people to see that this will work in this market, that this does create affordability and perpetuity.
The Westside Community Land Trust recently completed a 5-year plan, which calls for acquiring land and building 5 houses over the next year, and 50 houses by 2023. They'll go to people who make between 60 and 80% of the area median income. That's $45,000 to $59,000 a year for a family of 4. Blackman admits the plan will be expensive.
We're looking for $2.5 million to be able to develop 50 affordable home ownership units, which sounds like as a lump sum, a lot of money, but really what that is $50,000 in subsidy per unit that we develop.
The trust will buy properties as it did the lot on Tuckasegee Road, but it also hopes some residents will agree to donate their land and homes. The organization won't build houses itself. Instead, they'll partner with a private, probably a nonprofit developer. Blackman and Hall say it will take a strong partnership with City Hall, too. They're in discussions with the city about donating property and other support. City Housing Director Pamela Weidman says the trust must develop a wide range of skills.
An organization or a manager of that land trust who has the capability to both manage has the financial wherewithal to acquire land as it becomes available, and the ability to either develop or work with reputable developers to develop safe, quality, affordable housing.
The West Charlotte Community Land Trust is still trying to get there. Ricky Hall says part of that will be winning over leaders and residents.
What we seek is to have communities embrace the land trust model as a viable opportunity for community wealth building. And we ask that you get on board and give us your support.
If they succeed, says Hall, the West Charlotte Community Land Trust someday could expand its work across Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in West Charlotte.